Show Lifestyles. I'm Kirsten Sekowski, filling in for Dee Lynam, who will be back with us next week. Our guest for today is Brian Propp, former National Hockey League All-Star and former Flyers player. This show is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and public relations firm, American Advertising Services. The firm offers free ideas and information. Call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. Welcome, Brian, and thank you for joining us today.
How are you doing today? It's a nice day.
It's a beautiful day out there today. You were drafted 14th overall in 1979, correct, to the Philadelphia Flyers?
Yes.
Did you expect to go to the straight to the NHL and not to the AHL when you
Well, I was hoping because when I was playing in junior hockey with the Brandon Weekings 3 years before that, like I won a couple scoring titles, and I didn't know what was going on. I just hoped that I was going to get drafted and make a team. I was on the phone on a farm working when it happened. It's different now because everyone goes to the draft and figures out what's going on. But I found out by phone that I got drafted. But I was really happy that they drafted me to the Flyers.
I bet you were. You played with two of the best players ever in hockey, Reggie Leach and Bobby Clark. How was that? Was it intimidating for you? Were they mentors? I know I'm going a little far back, but
no, it was good. Well, because at that time Bob Clark was there for 10 years, and he was a great leader. And he played hockey in Manitoba, and I played junior hockey in Brandon, Manitoba too. So we both worked the same way. We worked really hard. We practiced really well, and I wasn't that intimidated by being with the NHL. At the start, I gave Bob Clark and Reggie Leach were on my line. And then after 20 games, I switched to Paul Hengren and Kenny Linsman. And Bill Barber was still there, too. So it was really good fun for me at the start because Clarky taught me where to go. And, he was a good player, and, we did really well. I still remember my first game in the NHL. I scored the game-winning goal and had an assist against Bill Smith. And then the second game, we lost 9-2. And so I was thinking, is this the way it's going to be in the NHL? But after that, we won 35 in a row in 1979-80, which is still a rocket today.
Mm-hmm. You scored over 1,000 points in your time, correct?
Yes.
And every time you scored a goal, you have a famous celebration that you do, and it's the guffaw?
The guffaw.
Where did that come from?
Well, I got it from Howie Mandel, the Canadian comedian. I went to a couple of his shows in the 80s, and I saw him at Atlantic City. And so, I saw him at a show, and then he did kind of the same thing that I did when I scored, but I copied off of him. And then so in the early 80s, I started to copy him. Every time I scored a goal, I went to center ice, and I did a wave up and guffaw, I said at the same time. It means a hearty laughter in the dictionary. Mm-hmm. And so, but I love to score, and it was great for me. And so since then, I've been branding. I've got my guffaw T-shirts. And when I was retired after the Flyers, I was at the Medford Ice Rink for 3 years, and I taught all the young kids how to play hockey and do the guffaw. And a lot of people still remember that today.
Oh, yeah. So do you go to Flyers games today? Are you still part of it?
Yes, I'm the ambassador for the Philadelphia Flyers. The last 4 years, I've been working with Bernie Prant and Dave Schultz. We visit suites in the first period, and before games, we hang up with the fans and talk with them, take pictures. And so it was great for all of us to stay connected. And for 9 years, I was the radio announcer for the Philadelphia Flyers with Tim Saunders. From 2000 to 2009, and I still love that. I went to every game, and from that, I got to know all of the other alumni in the other cities, and I still connected with a lot of them, the Devils, Rangers, Islanders, and Boston, and Pittsburgh, and Washington. So I know a lot of them, and, you know, we usually do some charity hockey games every once in a while.
Do you have any charity hockey games coming up, or...?
Yes, that's a good question. So I work with Wolf Commercial Real Estate in Marlton, and we have another office in Philadelphia. And we just started our fourth celebrity hockey game, and it's going to be September 14th, Saturday night at Voorhees Skate Zone. And there's a dinner after at Victory Bar in Berlin. And the last... 4 years we've been raising, like this year we'll raise about $80,000 for the six charities that are connected with the charity. I use six former alumni. It'll be Doug Crossman, Andre Faust, Todd Fedorik, Riley Cote, and John LeClaire. And I split up the team, so there's two teams, four goalies, and it'll be a fun time, and we're all looking forward to it. You can go online at our Wolf website and order tickets for the game and dinner after.
Will you be participating in this?
Oh, yes. I still skate twice a week with a group of guys at Pensauken Skate Zone. It's called the MHL Group, the Morning Hockey League. Mm-hmm. And it's a couple guys that I've skated for 25 years. And we always have two goalies. 5-on-5, a couple subs, and it's Wednesday and Friday mornings. We leave. We start from 7 to 8:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. A good skate, and I just want to let the people know that the goalies aren't that good, so I can still score and do a guffaw.
So you still do the guffaw?
Oh yes, I yell that out. It's just like when I do golf tournaments. Mm-hmm. I usually play a lot of charity golf, and. I have a putter that's a Flyers putter, so I'll use that. And every time we make a birdie or an eagle, we do team guffaws.
Oh my God!
We have a lot of fun.
I could see that. So when people want to go to any of these events, do you have a golfing event coming up or?
I have another event because I'm also working with Bancroft brain injury people. Uh-huh. As their ambassador. I started that after the gala last April. But we have a big golf tournament at Union League National at the Shore, September 13th, and we're sold out. So we're just looking for people. If people want to sponsor a little something, they can. But it's from Bancroft. That's what their website will tell. And I'm going to be there hitting shots with a par three with all the players and all day, getting pictures, taking pictures, and meeting all the people. And so with that, it just makes it fun for me, and I have to hopefully if I get a hole in one, then they can count with my score.
All righty, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm Kirsten Sekowski talking with former Flyers player Brian Propp.
Music, now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Temple football tickets are on sale now. Be a part of big-time college football action when the Owls battle Memphis, UCF, Maryland, Georgia Tech, and more this season at Lincoln Financial Field. Season tickets start as low as $15 per game. Can't make it to every game? Purchase the Temple Football Flex Package, which gets you 8 ticket vouchers to use for any combination of games throughout the season. Or treat your employees and clients to field-level seats, which include all-you-can-eat food and drink, a parking pass, pregame sideline passes, and more. Temple Football has a ticket package available for everyone. Call 215-204-8499 or visit owlsticks.com today.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's Philly Biz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work. As do I.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. 1515. Save big.
We are back on Lifestyles with former NHL star Brian Propp. Now, you suffered a concussion back in, or not a concussion, you suffered a stroke recently in 2015. What happened?
I had an ablation like 10 years before that, which means that you go into the heart and brain, burn the ends out so that the ablation kind of won't have the heartbeat. And so, like, after 6 months, like, I thought I was okay. They didn't have to take the blood thinners anymore. But what I found out that after time, the ablation wore off of me. And so I think I was still in AFib. I'm in good shape, and so I didn't notice it. So I was visiting with my family in Annapolis for a couple days, and I didn't feel that well on September 2nd, and then I felt worse the next day, and so I stayed at a rented house, and the AFib, you know, had me a bad headache, and so that night I fell out of bed at 1:30 in the morning, and so I couldn't talk, I couldn't move, I couldn't say what was going on. Thankfully, I was with my family and went to the hospital pretty fast because all those years playing hockey, I didn't lose any teeth, but I lost the two teeth just by hitting the side of the bed. But, you know, it was scary for me because I didn't really know what was going on. Yeah. And at the start, for 3 months, I couldn't talk. I had to relearn how to talk with my brain and do a lot of speech therapy and occupational therapy and physical therapy. And the only thing at the start I could say was, and Bernie Prant. Oh. Just came at it. I don't know why, because I had family that was there, but yeah. It took me a long time, about a year and a half, to speak much better. And you know, since then, it's been almost 4 years since I've had my stroke. I've done a couple of things that have helped, you know, with that I'm trying to do. Like, I know that through the NHL program that they had, I had to go to Colorado and find my way there, fly there, and take and sign. But it was a Stelsem treatment that you take the stels from your hip and separate the blood, and then take the cells and put it back in your body. So I noticed immediately a big difference with my speech after I had that.
Yeah. Now, you play hockey now, but it took you that long to even speak again and move and such. When did you get back on the ice?
So it took me about a year and a half, after my stroke. Like I just had to be careful because of your brain injury. You're on blood thinners, and so I'm still on a blood thinner today. But after a year and a half, I got a chance to skate with a group of guys that I know. It's no hit, but sometimes you get hit. But yeah. Other than that, it was I've been skating with the group of guys at the Medford Ice or at the Pensacon Skate Zone now and twice a week, and I played a couple of the Flyers alumni events that they've had against Pittsburgh and the Rangers, and so it's been good. And I love playing hockey. I grew up in Canada where it was cold out, minus 20 below, January and February. Ooh. Skating outside. I have two brothers and two sisters. We're all 13 months apart, so we had our own team at the start. And then I left home from when I was 16 to play with the Brandon Wheat Kings. And then from there, I drafted to the Flyers, where I made the team at 19, and I've been here ever since. But I visit my family in Saskatchewan a couple times a week, a couple of years, like if I go skating in the summer, in the winter, or I usually go fishing and golf with my family, brothers and sisters, in June or July.
That's awesome. Do any of your kids skate?
Yes, my daughter and son both skate, and I actually just played a charity hockey game for MS Research Institute last March, and my daughter Paige and my son Jackson are both going to skate with me on September 14th at our Wolf hockey game, so I'm looking forward to that. My daughter just graduated Drexel, and she's working at Comcast.
Congratulations to her.
And my son's in his third year at Rutgers, New Brunswick, and he skates too, but they're both rowers. And so my daughter was a really good rower, and now she is an alumni, but my son still rows at Rutgers, New Brunswick.
That's awesome, and best of luck to both of them.
Yeah.
A very athletic family. I read that you were named winner of the Philadelphia Sports Writers Association's Most Courageous Award for your comeback from the stroke and your willingness to talk about it. What has led you to be so open? Because not many people are open about that type of stuff.
I think it was the way I was. I'm very open and positive all the time. I was really thrilled that they gave me that award because I think that a lot of people that have strokes stay in the back. And they don't want to be known. Yeah. But for me, I've recovered pretty well. And so I use them as an example of what not to do. Like if they know the acronym FAST, it really helps the warning signs of a stroke. And the people have to go to the hospital pretty fast if it happens. And since then, I've been seeing a lot of other people that I know that have strokes. And so I just visited a hospital or at McGee this morning with a guy that had a stroke 2 months ago, and I visited him at McGee just to give him advice and help him a little bit, encourage him a little bit more. But a lot of people can find out information about strokes at Bancroft or McGee. There's a lot of ways that you can be aware of how it's better. And a couple of these players, people that I know have strokes, they've recovered pretty well, but it depends on how fast you're there at the start.
Yeah.
I know that the one guy that I visited today, he was in by himself, and so I don't know how long he was there, so like he almost died. And
so
a couple of these other guys, when they're there fast, it does make a difference of how fast they get.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it makes a difference to have people like you who have suffered through that to be talking to them and encouraging them. And yeah. Okay, we're going to take another quick commercial break. I'm Kirsten Sikowski talking with former Flyers player Brian Propp.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors,
See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Hello, my name is Sarah Walker, associate producer of this show. I'd like to read a message from one of our sponsors, Dr. Rick Wilson. It follows, quote, our dental practice is Richard Wilson, DMD, PC, Dental Arts and Sciences. We built upon more than 75 years of a dental practice that is unique, remarkable, and caring. Iconic Philadelphia dental educator, Dr. Morton Amsterdam, asserted, quote, there may be many ways to treat a case, but there is only one correct diagnosis. We live this credo each and every day. We will always start with the correct diagnosis and fully explain it to our patients. We can be reached at 215-765-5281 and online at smilephiladelphian.com. That is smilephiladelphian.com.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit. For my lifetime experiences, call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
We are back on Lifestyles with former NHL star Brian Propp. After leaving the Flyers in 1990, you jumped from team to team. What made you come back to Philly after your career in the NHL?
Well, what was I supposed to do in Saskatchewan? I've been playing for the Flyers for 11 years. I knew that I was going to live and work there after I retired. So fortunately, I played another, a little bit at Boston and went to the finals, and then 3 years at Minnesota North Stars. And then I finished at Hartford, and then I retired and I went to France for a year. I played a year in France, which I loved. And then I started with the Medford Ice Rink, built the rink, and ran the programs for 3 years, and then the Flyers offered me a job as their announcer for the Flyers from 2000 to 2009, And then I went to the judge group in Conshohocken for 5 years, and now I'm 5 years at Wolf Commercial Real Estate. But, you know, I've always been doing other things, too.
I stay very busy.
Yeah. So what made you take work in the real estate business, like going from hockey to doing all things sports, but real estate, which is your current profession?
So at the start, I talked with Jason Wolf, my boss, and I got my licensing in the first two months. And so, because you need to have the license, which makes a difference. And the way I've worked with Jason Wolf and his team is that I kind of use the name a little bit better, and then promote it a little bit better. And then when we find places that we need for space, if I introduce the people, then I'll work with another broker on the deal, and then split the commission with them. You know, I love it. I'm almost in the office every day, and up early and work long. You know, it's been good. And, you know, with the flyers at night, you know, I can go later and spend the time with them. With Bancroft, I kind of do the same thing. I just, you know, help them with the other people that need the help.
That's awesome. Now, if I want to find out more about you, there is so much that I would love to ask you, even past things that you've done in the NHL. Is there a website people can go to?
Yeah, if anybody wants, my website is brianprop.com. And our Wolf website is wolfcre.com. And Bancroft, you can go to their website, and a lot of information with that. But if you go to my LinkedIn, I think there's a lot of good information on that, on the page. Like if you check it all up, it has all the awards that I've had over the years, the work that I've been doing, and the other things going on. And now just to finalize it, I just started my own Guffaw cigar brand, so it's not ready yet. But in a week or two, I'll have a spot where I'll have an online way to order cigars. I'm going to do 425 boxes for my 425 goals, and they're going to be boxes of 10. It might cost about $130 to buy, but that's okay. And then after that, after I sell them, then I'll have three other kinds: a mild, medium, and a Maduro. And then and maybe sell them from them too.
Did you bring any for me today?
They're not ready yet. I just signed the deal 2 weeks ago, and so it takes two or three months to make an orange age. But I'm working on them, and I'll let people know what I'm ready to order online.
Well, best of luck with that. And thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure to have you. You've been listening to Lifestyles. I'm Kirsten Sikowski, filling in for Dee Lynam, who will be back with us next week. This show has been brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and public relations firm, American Advertising Services. The firm offers free ideas and information. Call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's Joe Ball at 484-562-0063.